Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and we're back with Keith Malley and Hemda. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. How was your week? A week of puzzles, a week of the New York Times crossword, right?
It was great. Okay. Lots of puzzles were solved. And this past weekend was the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in Stamford, Connecticut, which I was not at. But if you were, please tell me how it was.
It's an honor just to be invited.
Did they go by the New York Times crosswords also?
Yes, it's hosted by Will Shortz, who is the editor of the New York Times crossword, and it's a tournament, a timed tournament.
Oh. How many?
Lots of participants. I think hundreds. And then it's the final round is three people on a stage with these giant whiteboards of the puzzle grid. Mm-hmm. And then they have the clues on a piece of paper in their hand and these big like noise canceling headphones. And they have to solve the puzzle on the whiteboard in front of the live audience.
How fast do they do it?
Like under 10 minutes.
Do they have barriers between? Do they all have the same puzzle?
They're like angled. Yeah, they're angled so they can't see.
Interesting. And this is
this the dream?
Well, I think I want to go next year. I mean, I don't know if I'm qualified to.
Because you're a woman.
Right.
Now, after they complete this puzzle.
Yeah.
They're in there, why? Because like a DWI or something? And then they're free, right? And they can live their life again.
It's funny how much people enjoy it, myself included.
Right.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. I think you're right, Keith. I think I'm on Team Keith at this one. It's a dumb hobby that's bad.
Stop enjoying it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. It's like mother's milk, you know?
I do.
Solving a puzzle. Oof.
Yeah.
The satisfaction you feel. Mm-mm-mm. Dang. Nobody could ever tell me to stop.
Right. I don't want to get too personal, but do you ever get too personal as you're doing a puzzle?
What do you mean?
Do you ever
enjoy
what God gave you as you're finishing a puzzle?
Like have an orgasm as I finish a puzzle?
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's very talented.
I'll be honest.
If you ask me, I'm going to hit on you after you tell me about that.
Sometimes I'll be solving the puzzle in my bed alone at night, which is, you know, often where I do these puzzles very erotically.
Do you wear special clothing?
I wear my puzzle nightgown.
A little silk.
My puzzle negligee.
All right. I can see that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we are.
Making puzzles sexy one day at a time.
Puzzles after dark. Subscribe for more.
Do you ever turn on you ever light a candle, maybe a little soft music, and then you break out the puzzle?
Yeah, I dim the lights.
Okay.
I do a little, I've been feeling fine, baby. And then I'm like, ooh, one across. Could it be relish? It is.
It is.
Yeah.
And we're off.
And we're off to the races. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. What's new? I started watching Russian Doll.
Oh, I heard that was great.
It starts very, very slow.
It doesn't get faster. Oh,
you want to know what?
It does get faster, Hemda says.
It does not.
It does not get faster?
Correct.
I'm out.
Do you want to know what?
Yes, but listen to this. I just gained 4 hours.
Natasha Lyonne. Mm-hmm. Huge crossword puzzle celeb.
Really?
She loves them.
I love her.
Yeah.
Huh. So,
just saying.
That's a cool adjacent situation.
So if we can get her on my show, that would be great. Mm-hmm.
And I won't say anything about Russian Doll. I'll say I finished it. I like a slow burn.
Where are you at?
Episode 2.
Oh. Okay. Well, there's more stuff. Yeah. I thought you were on episode 4. I'm like, it doesn't get faster than that.
Well, the first one bored the shit out of me.
Mm.
The second one was funnier.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Have you stopped watching The West Wing?
No, I'm still... It's going slow. This season 5, you're not wrong. I'm at the slow part you were talking about. When I'm bored by a fighter jet being shot down.
I know. It's like we were so excited about like the president giving Charlie a knife for Thanksgiving present.
And somehow they're doing boring things now.
I don't get it. It's amazing.
But I'm sticking with it, of course.
You got to.
Okay.
It gets better.
Yeah.
Last week was packed with episodes, guys. I don't know if you know, but you've recorded and published very many episodes of this show.
There's a few.
It's kind of like maybe the most.
It actually is the most. And I was telling him that just the other day, I said, didn't we just hit 3,000? Wasn't that just 2 minutes ago?
Aren't you already at like 5 million?
I'm at 3,000. I'm looking right now, 3,000, 5 million.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah.
So you all got featured in the What's Hot in News and Politics on Apple Podcasts.
That's a big deal. And
what's that like? How's that feel?
What changed? Well, it's good to know that people do get their news and information from us. And I don't take that lightly. And as we said, related to the show title for Monday's show, Fox News had We Report, You Decide. And we say We Report and Decide. Take your time with your life. You have enough going on as it is. Now you got to think, what do I think about the Mueller report? I'll tell you. Don't worry.
Hemda? Same reaction?
I get the news from this show also. So
come to
I'm
us.
With you guys. I walk in and they're like, what do you think of such? And I'm like, Keith will tell me later. And then I'll respond.
Mm-hmm. I one-stop shopping. I want the news from us. I want you to hear about popular music from us, as you know, et cetera.
Yeah, I heard my name mentioned this week where like, oh, Bianca didn't want me to talk about the Grammys, but look at this. We're What's Hot in News and Politics. And you want to know what, Keith? I was eating my words. I said, he's absolutely right. How dare I?
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
But thank you for getting us into hot shit. That's what I call all the sections. Mm-hmm. Hot shit.
The news and politics hot shit section. Mm-hmm.
You guys are the best, Keith and the girl.
You are. I believe it's this show that got us there.
Aw, come on. Mm-hmm. The old recapper? Come on. We talked about Keith's girlfriend coming home from war.
And I drew a bath.
So dusty from the sands of war.
She needed a bath.
And the blood of combat. Mm-hmm. And she busted in. She threw her rucksack down.
Yep.
She said, ugh, these bones. I don't know what she said.
She says that.
These bones. They've seen war. And then you drew her a bath. Mm-hmm. And you were like, wow, it's very easy to be nice.
Yeah.
More people should try it.
It's something.
At age 45, Keith discovers being nice.
Yeah, you just do it. Yeah. And it's done.
Simple.
Don't even have to write it in the book.
Yeah. What do you think of that? Because it really does indicate the bar, especially with a dude saying it. He's going like, man, I didn't try a lot and I got a lot of credit. So it's coming from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. I mean, it's not much when it's your bathtub. It's not like he had to break into a penthouse somewhere and steal the bubbles from the top of a mountain.
I mean, you heard about the bubbles, right?
Yeah, I mean, bubbles seems a little, like, thirsty on your part. I'd be like, bubbles? Really? Okay. Well, seems like you're trying too hard. No, but as you know, I've got therapist-mandated dating assignment.
Oh, that's right.
And I've been on a few dates.
Okay.
And I got asked out by somebody who I sort of knew previously, not an internet date. And so I knew him. He wanted to have dinner. And I was like, okay, whatever. He put out like 4 or 5 restaurant suggestions. And I told him which ones I had never tried before. And then he made a reservation.
Oh.
And then when I got there, I was early. He was there before me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Here comes the bride.
And then he also paid.
Oh.
And was it a nice date?
No.
Yeah.
No. He was a deaf mute. And
no, and I was like, this is the first, I up front with him, like, this is the first time anyone's ever made a reservation. Maybe it's just because I'm older now, but.
Yeah. Was it a nice restaurant that needed a reservation?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who's this dude?
Oh, he's a gentleman who's had his eye on me for a while, so.
That's nice.
What are you going to do, you know?
Have you asked him his thoughts on oral sex and throat cancer?
No.
Okay, that's important.
Is that a first date thing? I have been out of this for a while.
It's a new thing and men are getting scared, so you got to check.
Oh, because of Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled got
He doesn't go down on his wife.
That's why. He's saying that's why.
That's why he's never gone on, down on anyone ever.
Well, I heard you can get real bad cancer from doing jet skiing around, which is something he does a lot of.
I don't know.
So
might as well go down.
No, as a matter of fact, I didn't ask him his thoughts on that.
Well, that's second date stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you make a second date?
Did you make out?
We've had more than
friends.
A few dates.
More than friends time?
Yeah. What? We just saw you last week.
Yeah, you know, I take my therapy homework very seriously.
Yeah, you bring the dude into therapy. We're married now. Great suggestion.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a brave new world. What am I going to do?
It's very hopeful.
You know what I know it's like?
I'm a catch.
Yeah, you're a catch. When you fill out the whole puzzle, the whole crossword, except for the last one, you didn't even look at the question. You slide it to him.
No. Well, he downloaded the crossword app and he was struggling.
Is that good? Is that a turn on, turn off, neither?
I mean, I don't know. It's like,
I think it's nice because he participated.
Yeah, but he's an idiot.
He's not an idiot.
He was overthinking a lot of it. He was like, I want this answer to be A+. And I was like, that's the answer. You should just, you know, be confident. Put it in. Put the answer in.
Wow. Pencil or pen?
On the app. He's kind of stupid, pen. He's
writing on his phone. Bianca, it's not working. I'm like, thank you for making a reservation. You're my dream guy.
You just try to feel that food again in your mouth. Okay. Yeah,
I guess it was delicious. Too bad you've gotten a lobotomy. It's too sad.
Good for you.
Thank you.
In that show we were talking about, MySpace said, oops, sorry, we deleted by accident all this information that we had of your music in the past, your pictures, everything. I think, and it's a theory going around by smart computer people, I don't know what they call them, 1-0 doctors, and they say, no, that's they got rid of it deliberately and didn't know how to tell people. And then they figured nobody would care. But if they said, do you mind if we delete it? Everybody, of course, would say no. We have a friend of ours that worked at a major...
I asked Xerxes. He worked at Lifetime. He migrated all their shit over. Like, he did major shit.
And could this happen by accident?
He's like, it would have to be so chaotic over there for it to just shit the bed like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was Tom.
Mm-hmm. What does he know?
He was trying to carry the files to a new location one by one.
Physically. With the phone up high for a good angle.
Like load up his backpack with files. Yeah. And then he got lost.
All right.
It's like, where's Tom? It's like, I don't know. He used to be my friend. Haven't seen him in years.
I bet he stands like that, like turning to his side on like dates. Even dates, I bet he sits like that.
I remember when MySpace was a thing. I was kind of at the tail end of it. But it was definitely a thing.
Did MySpace deliberately lose all that content? Was the poll 82% say yes?
What? That 18% is very trusting.
They're hoping for the best.
Everyone has butter hands at some point.
You know what's weird? All the 18% are flat earthers.
What a coincidence.
Because you can only be paranoid about so much. Moving briskly, the next episode we had was Stacking with Rojo.
Has become a favorite guest. Now, if you were a longtime Keith and the Girl listener and you heard him originally, we didn't used to book him this often. We booked him very sporadically and mostly on marathons. And he just kind of clicked in one day and he used to wait more to speak. He used to not drop like super edgy jokes. Now he just shits all over us and we love him.
Yeah, I thought he was great on this episode, especially with Andrea coming on mic to tell you about how your new dating plan is bad.
She'll finish.
No one's into this.
She'll finish her celibacy and then proceed to never get hurt.
Yeah. It sounds like a really good plan.
That's a good plan. I don't know why I didn't do it. I'm just going with the flow. I should be like going with the flow and don't get hurt.
Okay. For the record, I understand that I can get hurt. Maybe not as much as I should, but it was for me to protect myself from myself going like, I'm going to get excited about someone.
But not too excited.
But then I'm going to like lock it up because maybe that's what he wants, or I am getting like overly into the happiness that comes with like basically the drug that is being in love. Lock it up and then not look around anymore. Amen. And that's too soon.
Amen. Sing it, sister. Right. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah. Well, I spoke to everybody about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spoke to people about it. They're not into it.
Not into it. Rolling your eyes isn't not into it.
And so I was like, but I don't really get it. So I had like a serious conversation with Xerxes about it. I'm like, I'm fine with like not doing it. I'm fine with changing my mind, but I don't understand why no one's into it. And he's like, well, you're basically locking up nothing. Like you said that you would do this anyway, regardless. So that year is not going to do it. You're supposed to be minding your shit for the rest of your life. So you're supposed to be looking around anyway. You're supposed to not be getting into that haze and losing your mind over it. So you can't just at the end of that year start acting like that. You said this was like a lifetime practice.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to say, because I think you and I have similar issues around this.
Yeah.
Around this kind of stuff. And my therapist was so adamant that I start dating, and she was like, you are so afraid that you haven't learned anything from your experiences, right? But you have to trust that you have, and that you will be able to spot the bullshit sooner. Even if it's not as instantaneously as you might
hope for. I hate this. Like, as you're saying this, I'm like, oh, right, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But
I know.
Yeah. But as I'm thinking it, I also thought about it, like, what the fuck is this fear? Like, if I think about who I am, I'm not a fearful person. And this has been put on me. So I'm trying not to, like, come from that place. Right. But holy shit. I want to believe something, it's fucking frightening.
I know. And my therapist even was like, after I told her that I had this nice date, she was like, okay, keep dating. Keep dating more people.
Otherwise.
And then she was like, you can have sex with more than one person in the same week, Bianca. And I was like, whoa.
Just switch holes, right?
Laura is a slut, yeah. I guess. My therapist's a fucking slut.
What was weird is she said, you should start dating. Now, my one son, here's a picture. He's 26.
I was like, okay, fine. God.
You're getting the wet out there, honey? The time starts now. Start talking.
But it is very scary. It feels like walking a tightrope.
Because people also do really dumb shit. They just do dumb shit.
Do you tell the dates that it's your therapist made you go?
See, I would make the mistake of saying stuff like that.
And this is, I'm checking off two boxes here.
Well, I did actually. So I was in a restaurant that I used to work at, and I was telling, and the guy who I went on the good date with was there. He's like a regular customer. So he's knew me from when I worked there. And so I was telling everybody who worked there, like, oh, I have my therapist made me start dating. I have a date tomorrow at this bar right down the block. So it'll probably go badly and I'll come back here tomorrow and hang out with you guys again. And that's how this guy was like, oh, why don't you date me?
Oh.
So he knows the therapist thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love him. Sorry he's going to disappoint you.
And he knows your hangout, where to always find you.
Well, now I'm like, you can't go there anymore.
Did you tell him?
Well, no, I didn't tell him.
But when the date was over, you both went there.
Separately together.
No, I was like, okay, so tomorrow come to this bar and crash my date. But he didn't.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty
How was that
cute.
Other date?
Yeah, he was very nice. A geotechnical engineer named Jeremy.
Is that important, by the way, geotechnicals?
He tests the ground to make sure it's safe to build a building on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he knows about science and the ground and
Did you
maths.
Ask him about 9/11 inside job?
No.
Okay.
Damn, I should have.
We can't assume.
There's so many questions for these second dates now.
But he was like 20 minutes late.
Oh.
Which is
Think of the lives he was saving in the future.
That's a
real thing.
He seemed like a kind man who's very good at math.
Did he tell you he was running late?
He's not good at math if he was running late.
Okay, that's so he did say, right?
He said he's...
Math and time, though, it gets tricky. Because, like, usually we add things to 10 or 100, but time is 60.
I know. Quarter till, yeah. Quarter of, like, quarter past.
Is this a pizza pie or do I got to be somewhere?
You exactly. Know? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So
I give him a break.
I did.
Okay.
That was very nice.
All right. But bye-bye, right? Yeah. Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Thank you, next. Let's see, what else with Rojo?
Well, I do know that we put up the poll.
Mm-hmm.
Will Hemda ever get hurt again?
I already did, so.
100% knew that would happen.
Oh, Hemda. Boy. Hemda, you have to love like you've never been hurt and dance like no one's watching.
I'll do the second one.
Okay, the influencers with Maddie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
What a delightful person.
Oh.
With funny tweets. Oh, so quick.
Very yes and.
So fun. I was like, I want to be her friend.
Yes.
Like, for real.
Yes.
I hope she writes me back. But she hasn't. Because I haven't written her yet.
She's funny. She's cool. She's smart. And she does voices.
Mm-hmm.
That's the four things.
Yep.
Her on stage was killer also.
Good.
She's so cool.
She's bad in hotel rooms, just like you guys.
Love hotel
she
rooms.
Puts the air conditioning all the way up mm-hmm. and opens the fridge. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you guys are up to in there. Just turning the shower on, yeah. Not getting in it.
I start with all the towels on the floor.
I actually turn the shower on so I could smoke in the bathroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. No, hotel rules is different. It's like international yeah. waters.
Also, we were sharing a hotel room, so anytime I'm in the bathroom, I'm turning on the water, you know, so, and they can't tell it's me, the hotel, I mean, so, yeah, it's fun. You're getting away with murder.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of towel usage.
Yeah, and they can't come in because I put a sign on the door.
I always steal something from the cart outside.
Nice. Yeah.
Always. It's usually coffee.
Wow. It's amazing.
I'm so bad in hotels.
This was when the Olivia Jade debacle started, this episode.
Lori Loughlin's daughter, and she's an influencer. That's the title. And
never influenced me.
Well, give her a chance. She was going to get around to you, but the word got out that her mom, you know, cheated in this college scandal. And now Sephora and Tresemme say, well, you're fired. And now she's all upset going, you ruined my career, mom. And the mom's like, you're so dumb. You don't even know I gave you that career. And now they're fighting.
Well, now I have to be a regular 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now she actually does have to go to college.
Yeah, the irony. It sucks. She dropped out of USC over this. It's like, no, now you stay.
Yeah. She's going to have to go to community college.
Right.
And maybe become like a physician's assistant or something.
Who knows what kind of sports she'll have to pretend she can do over there.
Well, when she's a physician's assistant, she'll say that she's in medicine.
It's right. Very hard to actually be a... That's a hard one. That takes a lot of school.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you guys disagreed on her, and it was like a real classic Keith versus Hemda situation. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the forums, you know, up in arms, siding with whomever they agree with more. Mm-hmm. And then the polls are like, who do you agree with more in this one? And then it's like, who do you agree with more? In general.
We're very badass this week.
So are you guys going to fight or?
Have we not been?
No, I mean like have a rumble, like a ring
well,
during KATG weekend.
I thought it was nice when we put up the poll, who do you agree with more in general, that it came out 50-50.
Exactly.
That's cute. 50-50.
It's crazy.
Exactly 50-50. Now, I have an update in front of me.
Uh-oh.
If you'd like to read it.
All right. The poll. In general, who do you usually side with more? And 54% go with Keith.
Yeah! Yes! Yes! Yes!
That was so surprising because he brought up the poll again, so you wouldn't think that he's ahead. So interesting.
Woo!
Wow.
What Woo-hoo! Do you agree with Keith on? I would like everyone who voted for Keith to let me know, what are you agreeing with?
Woo! This poll was even Hemda's idea! Woo!
This is what you're agreeing with, by the way.
Woo!
This right here.
You're on the winning team. Chicken dinner for one.
Yeah, I think everybody should write in.
Oh, I didn't vote yet.
Keith, did you vote for yourself?
Of course I did.
Well, oh, man.
So you got to tip the scales back.
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah, I think...
Check back next week. Guys, vote. Come on.
We need a follow-up. People need to in the forums for this show, say why. Why do you agree with Keith more? Why do you agree with him to more?
Yes, because he's more logical and I'm more feelings.
He's not, though. He's not always logical. I'm going to talk about him like he's not here. Well, Keith isn't always logical.
I was just being illogical by saying that.
Keith is sometimes like, hey, you didn't clip your toenails? Death penalty. You know? And he's like, this is logic. Everybody knows it. They're just afraid to say it. And you're just like, okay, sure.
Yeah, I didn't know I was that evil on the inside. Interesting.
So, I don't know about logic.
Well, you know what? Kendra's right. We'll leave it up to the sexy, sexy listeners, and we'll see where it goes.
The sexy listeners that only I'm allowed to fuck. So,
yeah. May 23rd. Yeah. Just you wait. Once she starts having sex with them, this poll is going to change.
If you're walking around in any major city, you're going to see a line somewhere. As you do, people will be like, is this the line for Henda? No, it's a museum opening. Okay.
It's the new We Are the World. Yeah. Hands across America.
What's this line? Free Falafel Tuesday. Okay, never mind. What's this line?
Everything has to do with something Israeli.
You do love museums, you Israelis.
I wanted to also talk about listener Amanda and her MS email. That was very moving. And also Black Hat Guy from the forum was diagnosed with MS and also credits you guys with helping him through that. So I think that that's great. And MS is kind of like, I mean, it's in my family a lot. A lot of my relatives have it. And
now you know we'll still love you.
Yeah, so that's cool. Thank you.
It's if you can't afford a Macintosh.
So it's kind of like under the radar in terms of like diseases that people care about. So let's get the word out. Let's cure it.
Yeah, medicine right here.
Medicine is $3,000 a month. That's counting insurance. That's the copay.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
I don't even understand how you can say that or write that and give it to someone. You know, like how do you even... How?
Yeah, you're on a yacht and someone's like, how'd you make all your money? MS medicine. Yeah, that's weird. With a copay, it's $3,000 a month. Shrimp's coming out.
And then the Meg comes and chomps you.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
You do a TED talk on passive income.
Right. That's how that movie The Meg was too. It's like someone be like, I'm a big piece of shit.
I loved that movie.
Really? I walked out halfway through.
I loved it. Jason Statham? Are you kidding me?
Nah, he's hot. But
that guy's traps.
I can only take so much.
It was so funny. I loved it.
Maybe Keith, you weren't watching it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, okay.
They're like, there was no, there was, it was a terrible movie, but I did love it. Huh. Shall we move along?
We can.
Briskly. Old Need Alarms with Clint Knorr.
What'd you think?
An ep. My word. Good gravy.
How come?
Honestly, when the show was done, I said, I want to hear what Bianca heard.
Yeah, we really want to know your opinion.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I mean...
The forums had an interesting time with it.
Yeah, you guys, right off the bat, you're like, so, heroin, you shooting in your veins. Some people do. You're one of them. Go. And he's like, And you're like, you did do that, right? And he's like... And you're like, you are an open book, right? But then you kind of chilled out on him and he did get more comfortable. Somebody very close to me is a heroin user. It doesn't like shock me the way, I think maybe it is shocking to a lot of people, but I think it's pretty common as we know.
The minutiae of it is still... so interesting to me.
Like finding different spots to put it?
For example, yeah, shooting up in your neck is a little interesting to me. And
even though we'll find that a lot of people shoot up in their neck or their toes or whatever, it's this person telling their story. It's always interesting.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of triggering maybe is the word for me because my dad is a recovering heroin addict. Mm. So it just always reminds me of, like, probably, you know, on my 6th birthday, maybe he was doing that. You know what I mean? It's just like, I think about it. And a close friend of mine died of an overdose like a year and a half ago. So it's like awesome when you hear from somebody who has been off of it for that many years, because it's super rare to, because you usually die or you relapse. 6 years is kind of an eternity.
Yeah. Well, Kyle said to me, we were hearing it together on our phone separately. And she said, wow, you guys go right into it. I'm like, trust me, it's all I have a clue about with him.
And I didn't even feel like we went right into it. So before the show, a little behind the scenes.
Okay.
Before the show, he is nervous. He's not really answering questions.
General questions.
Yeah, we're getting like
how are you?
Yeah, I don't mean like, where do you shoot up? I mean, yes, how are you? Anything about your life?
Right.
I can't find things online.
Yeah, so then I respond to him like,
Paul Hooper gave us some information about you, but it was so minimal. April's your hot month was an entire topic.
I liked April being a hot month. You have Paul to thank. That was very funny.
Yeah, so I was, maybe I was talking to him about the hot month, and I said something, and Keith texted me right away, like, go easy. And I was like, no.
he said, what do you want to know about me? And Henda said, I don't know. Let's say you're on a podcast, and you're about to talk about your life. What would you say? And I wrote back, easy. And she goes, you know, a little Slack thing we have going. And she goes, no. And I go, well, here we go.
Well, because it sounds like I was bullying at that point, but
I can tell when Hemda's fed up about a new guest who you're nervous, but don't be nervous and never listen to a show.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So you'll hear me switch before the show, because I will be warm. You came in. I know you're new. I know you're friends with our friends. I know that you got here somehow. So I'm warm. And I try to like warm you up for the show. When I see people are nervous, I think, and I don't know if Andrea and Keith agree, but I start warming up even more so that you can sit like, this is a friendly environment, blah, blah, blah. So I'm talking to him and he actually is giving me nothing. And then I'm like, holy shit, does he even know what he's about to get into? So I said, did you listen to any show? Your roommate, Paul Hooper, has been on the show multiple times and now you're here. And he's like, no. And then I get mad because now you are so not prepared, and you're not prepared. Like, I'd seen you've never been on a podcast, I guess, and you're not answering any of my questions, and you don't know what you're in for. So you didn't do anything. Now I'm about to turn on an on-air sign and the recording button and do everything for you. That's what it feels like to me. And I get mad. I did that to someone else, like, who was like the older woman that was here. Uh-huh. She was like, you know, she told me all about her festival. She emailed me about it. She linked me and all this shit. And I'm like, okay, here's my show. She asked to be on the show. Here's my show. She comes in. You get the feeling of you're clueless about this. And that's not fair, you know, because I've been in 14 years. Podcasting is now a thing. It's not like, oh, I didn't know. And what's this? Nobody acts surprised when they come in anymore. It used to be like, oh, this is a real, you know, I get that. So you asked to be on the show. You sit there and I go, all right, you're not giving me anything. Did you prep at all in my head? So I go, did you listen to the show? No. And I go, not even a few minutes of it.
Something I would never say, because I know the answer is no, not even a few minutes of
it. Fuck off. So I don't care. Not because you're disrespecting me. So not even a few minutes of it. She goes, no, she hardly feels embarrassed by it. But now you're sitting there. And then Keith starts explaining the show to her. And I go, don't explain the show to her. Turn it on. Let's go. I'm like, she took a fucking chance. I said it out loud. But it's like, this is what the show is like. It's me fucking calling you out.
Right.
So you didn't hear 5 minutes of it. And now I'm supposed to extra work. It gives us so much more work when you want to be on the show. And then you come in like you don't want to fucking be here.
Right. Yeah. And I thought that Clint definitely got better as the episode went on. He definitely warmed up and you guys like got more out of him. You squeezed the stone and you got some pure friggin' gold.
I think there's some days that we should be paid a little more. There's a $20 bill on my coffee table at home waiting for me.
Yeah, it's tricky. I remember there was one episode of my podcast, Fit List, that I used to do where this kid, like, he was so excited to be on. He's like super into Muay Thai. So we went to his Muay Thai gym and then we turned the microphones on and he just like couldn't talk about Muay Thai even a little bit.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, it's just me and you, buddy, in the room. Right. We got to talk about Muay Thai. So I don't know.
Right.
So remember when we did it earlier today? Talk about that. But it's not something that, I agree with you, though. It's not something that comes naturally to people, but I agree with you that if you're putting yourself in the situation where you have to do it, then...
This is not a natural thing. I didn't naturally email you. Right. You didn't naturally link me. I didn't email you at all. That woman especially pissed me off because it was like, you not only emailed me, you followed up until I responded. And then you're telling me it's women in comedy and whatever, and I get soft for that. It doesn't look like you're going to match the show, but Keith and I can figure it out. It's a female comedy thing. Women of a certain age, it comes with like female power. So, all right, cool. You did your work. You followed up, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. Okay. And then you tell me you're fucking enabling your son. And then I almost throw up in my mouth. You fucked up.
How do people think I'm the mean one, right?
She's scaring me now.
I think my votes just went up.
And you're not going to do well in this poll. I mean, I understand, like, you have a history of giving people the benefit of the doubt too much.
I gave you the benefit of the doubt.
Right. So then in a professional setting, you're like, no, this is my job, and I will not give you the benefit of the doubt.
No, because we
And now let's begin.
We call men out for their lack of work when they get here. We call men out for their lack of work when they say dumb shit and ignorant shit because they haven't done their research about a topic that they shouldn't even be talking about because it's not relative to them other than their fucking armchair bullshit. We say that. This is a normal thing. That
right,
like,
but I think the difference is that Keith doesn't give people the benefit of the doubt in life,
to start with.
He does on the show.
So we work well together.
In life, if you don't cut your fingernails, death penalty, mm-hmm. Keith. Hemda says, you're fine, you know, maybe you like them long, scratch my back, whatever. But then once the microphones are on, whoo, baby.
Because we're making a promise and now you're going back on your promise. Because we decided something. We have a contract. You try, I try.
So why do you think, Keith, that you're a little more lenient and you told her to go easy?
Because in life, I know the whole story. In this show, you only know that hour. So for you to hate this woman the way one of us hate her or whoever the guest is, that's why I don't make it so personal, or whoever, you have to realize what we went through from the beginning.
Right.
And I get nervous if Henda's going to come out of the gate like that. People are just going to... Henda's never wrong, but people will assume, why did Henda just attack this? Assume Henda's right, but I don't want you to have to assume.
Right.
So, I get that. And I usually calm down before we start, but I don't know. Heads up. Fucking heads up.
Look alive, people.
See it.
Right.
Where are you?
We should spray paint that on the wall. Look alive.
If I ask... people, and you know, Clint was a darling. He's such a sweetheart. I actually really like him. She was wonderful. You know, I'm working. This is normal shit. It's like, if I went to your show and fucking treated you that way, you have every right to be like, this is bullshit,
right.
You know? And if I asked you to be on the show and then didn't know what your show was, I would blame myself. I would go home and be like, get your fucking shit together. You call yourself a professional. I get that it's all joking around here, but you fucked up.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is really valuable insight.
Not sure how, it just feels that way.
No, I think the listeners are going to be really psyched on that, that explainer of the dynamic. Because I find it fascinating.
I've been on shows where I'm uncomfortable, where I don't want to be there, where everyone's attacking me, where I represent the only fucking version of whatever they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad. Too bad. I know what show I went on. I know what I'm saying. And if I asked or they asked to be on, I agreed to this.
Right.
Stop.
But here's what we didn't get to the bottom of. What are Paul Hooper's sex noises?
Right.
Yeah, because everyone jumped on me. I had good questions. Bianca, you go. What did you think?
We got
as a professional.
Not to put you on the spot or anything, but do you agree with me, Moore or Keith? Yeah, you should. We should all know about Paul Hooper. We should know everything there is to know.
I couldn't help but think, even before the show started, like, is Paul fucking with me? It's interesting. Paul never brought his roommate in as a co-guest. But I don't know. Is it? I had to check the calendar. Is it April Fool's? This is Paul recommended him, and I'm like, how do you?
Like, wouldn't you know your roommate would get nervous in this room?
Why wouldn't you tell me? Why wouldn't you tell your roommate? Are you saying?
I think he sees Clint as the same as him, so he thinks he's gonna have the same time. Like he sees the similar neuroses, similar anxieties. And so he's like, they like me, they like him. I don't think he sees the difference.
Well, I'm trying to respect Paul and assume that he's fucking with us.
Loudly, now, through the walls.
How is that not just as mean as me?
Nobody said it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Nobody said anything, in fact.
Is she looking at me? Is she looking at me? Is she looking at me? I don't feel safe. Okay, moving ahead, yes. Brixley. Brixley with Andrea Allen. Uh-huh. Hashtag I fuck snakes. I mean, this episode, yes. Guys. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a hilarious episode. It was like, everybody was firing on all cylinders.
Andrea knows where she is.
I was so jealous I wasn't here and participating. It was so fun. And I think I prefer Andrea and Hemda gang up on Keith to Keith and Andrea gang up on Hemda.
Oh, yeah? Because that's how it started. They were hilarious.
But it just as a general, I like when you can feel the steam coming out of Keith's ears.
Everyone likes that when you're mad, Keith. How does that feel?
How does it feel? Well, it's goofy. It's women being goofy.
Oh, right.
Goofy.
You don't feel anything.
Yeah, ladies being goofy.
Ladies are being goofy. And
tricking
you. You know, if they're not shopping, they're really trying to trick me.
It was so funny.
That's cool.
I enjoyed it. I heard it back. I liked it a lot. Yeah,
it was so funny. And Andrea's snake material is
fire.
I mean, killer.
Yeah.
So funny.
I'm ready to fuck snakes.
It's just like she takes the most absurd thing and brings it to its absolute zenith. Right. And then goes even farther than that. And then goes even farther than that.
I go, what do you mean by fucking snakes? And Penda goes, Keith, really? What else is there to get?
Seriously, like,
okay, Keith. Okay.
Get your shit together. Do you know where you are?
Why would anything make sense?
Why would it?
Then you got to deal with it.
Also, you guys talked about subway pervs.
Mm-hmm. How many times should it take before you're banned from the subway in a big city like New York? How would you literally get anywhere unless you're a millionaire? And the city is saying 2 times is what we're going to work on. You know, 1 time, okay, a mistake, you fucked up, you know, shame on you, a slap on the wrist, but nobody wants to touch your hand. So 2 times. And we put up the poll. How many public masturbation offenses?
When you put it that way, it's really like, fuck.
Well, why could it be one, you know? And they happen to catch you the 1 time, but okay. I say half a time. I say you scratch yourself on the outside. It's too much.
Oh, boy.
How many public masturbation offenses before one should be banned from the train? 85% saying 1 time, 10% saying 2 times, 5% saying 3 to 5 times.
Wow.
So specific. And then I figured, all right, how about either a too many times or a never, you should never be banned, it's your right. 6 or more times, 0%. But our friend Punkin wrote in and said, I don't think you should take away somebody's chance to go to work or therapy, she brought up. Like, ironically, this guy's jerking off going to therapy. All right. I'm good with 1 time. And, you know, obviously I say, you know, you should be killed 1 time. But yeah. I know you got to start extreme so you can pull it back and everybody meet in the middle. 1 time is enough. You're banned from the subway.
How do they enforce a subway ban is what I want to know.
Yeah. You just tell them. Maybe they're so stupid. They're like, I'm banned from the subway. Right. Just go back on it. You can enforce it, but do it anyway.
What if you are masturbating on the subway platform?
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What if you're masturbating someone else?
Yeah, I'm not an animal, okay? Sometimes those trains take forever. The signs aren't right. They have clocks. That's just another lie to you.
So it's really just a train car issue.
Yeah, because I can't go anywhere.
I see. because that's the only time that it's happened to me. Not that I did it, but that it was I was masturbated at.
I'm so glad you clarified that, because in my head,
it was on the train, right?
It was on the platform.
Yeah, it's like saying, "Well, I was on the platform." Yeah. No, of course, the platform counts, the steps count.
You know, in the West 4th Street station, how there's like that middle level where there's nothing. It was there, and this guy was. I'm not even kidding.
Let me just tell the listeners. So there's a platform where two trains on either side. Then you go down two set of stairs. For some reason, it's very rare, or I've never maybe seen it otherwise. In between the two set of stairs, there's a platform, no trains, no nothing. There's no reason you should be there. No. Yeah, it's like an in-between staircase.
It's a weird one.
That's so creepy.
Yes. And he was, you know how sometimes there's like a mariachi band on the train? Mm-hmm. He was like a mariachi who lost his band.
Wow. he had a sombrero.
Well, he had his instrument in
hand. He had a full denim outfit, sombrero, cowboy boots, and a guitar on his back. Mm. And he was just like jerking off. Mm-mm. Seriously? Like openly? Yeah, standing.
Like for sure he wanted you to see it.
We made eye contact and he smiled and I was like, there's something weird about this. And then I looked down and I was like,
Was it in his pants? Or
no, open? It was his penis was in his hand.
Through his zipper or?
No, like totally unzipped, undone.
But not down. That pants weren't down.
No, they were like halfway down, kind of.
And he was furious about it?
Yeah, super furious. I swear to God.
And there were no maracas.
I'm like, of course this happens to me, and it's the silliest version of what it is.
What time was it?
It was probably like 5 p.m.
Oh, it should have been so busy.
I know. But that middle level is weird. So so then I run down and the train thankfully is right there and I jump on it. And then as soon as it got above ground, I called my mom and I was like, something just happened to me. She's like, what happened? I was like, a man was masturbating at me. She was like, oh, honey, you know, I don't know. Like, what do you say?
Right. Well, my parents, I was just talking to them yesterday, and they still don't understand why I like New York City. They can't believe it. If I told them that people jerked off on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my story. I mean, I don't know. That's where he makes a living. It's kind of like he was doing it at work because he was a mariachi.
Somebody said, I don't really necessarily believe in there could be rehabilitation for some of these people, and but that some is being me being generous. And somebody said, well, you shouldn't lose your what if you can prove that, you know, you went to rehab, you got fixed, and can you go back on the subway then? I'm just like, well, how do you prove it? You know, do you stick them in a room and all kinds of women walk around them, and can they control themselves for 20 minutes? How would you prove it? Somebody recommended probation. For 10 years, you may not take it out. I don't know. I say no. You lost your way, especially if you're allowed two times.
Well, how do you prove anything? How do you prove someone's not going to steal anymore?
Done. You don't. Yeah. You're not allowed in Walmart forever. You know, they don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the law. I'm not a lawyer or a judge, so I can't decide.
Right. But for now, all we can do is keep snapping, keep taking pictures.
Yeah.
They keep whacking, you keep snapping.
Actually, I think that is the best solution.
Yeah.
Just keep taking pictures of weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's a mariachi guy, tell him I said, what's up?
Yeah. I don't like them in Mexican restaurants as it is. I'm trying to eat my food. Now I'm going to think of you.
The only last thing I want to mention about this is the grammar. The old Keith the grammar stickler conversation, and things got pretty heated on the forums. Mm-hmm, and I just didn't know if you wanted the last word.
Sometimes you get...
Here's my last word. If you're correcting the grammar or how Keith is correcting the grammar or how the commas or whatever on the forums, I am skipping your post.
Oh.
Right? Why bother learning, you know?
Yeah. Really need to know your fucking take on commas.
Said the singer who writes lyrics.
Yeah. And somehow people figure out what my emotions are behind the sound.
Let everybody figure it out. Do math, but do it kinda.
I sang in Arabic. Nobody seemed to mind.
Well, nobody knows that shit.
Exactly. Well, now so who gives a shit?
Now we're going to be stupid.
Here's my comma. It's placed right here. Gives a shit.
That's fun for her. Listen to that. That was fun for her. Okay.
Not having sex. So fun is like just relative
she
right now.
She doesn't have a lot in right. life. So give her this one.
So don't forget, you can still vote in the last poll.
Oh my goodness, you guys. Who's going to take the crown? Who do you agree with more?
Who do you agree W/space more? Wait, is it a space or not a space? I think, you know what? I don't even know. And you know what? Don't even tell me because I'm not going to care. Okay. In fact, from now on, I'm doing it different every time. All
right. She's so mad.
What's so stupid? It's so stupid. This is what a child would do. I guess my homework matters. Fuck. Somebody was defending this on the forum saying.
I think it was Panic Boy.
Yeah,
right?
Our buddy B. Jason. That's who that is.
Lower P. Panic Boy.
And he says you can do the /, the person's name, like we do in our titles, or /, space. Either one, it's a style choice. It's not a style choice, you fucking maroon. You wouldn't have W/O and then the person's name. If you had without, with is a thing. You would have a space. When is there, he works for the post office. I guess that's why I don't get half my fucking mail, because it's a choice. No, it's a thing. Give me my mail. You canceled.
See, you liked when he got mad. We got him there.
I like it so much. It's funny. It's so funny.
He turns into like a Muppet, right? It's interesting.
Yeah. What do you think, Keith, though? Like, you know how Picasso, for example, famous artist, you probably heard of him.
I heard of him, yeah.
So he's he mastered, you know, the techniques of the greats that came before him.
Sure, he had
and
fun.
Once he mastered those techniques, he was able to break the rules and do some of his more cubism type stuff.
Okay.
Where making people with faces on the side of their head, etc. Now, what do you think of a person who learns the rules of grammar, masters them, and then chooses to break the rules for a stylistic reason?
Absolutely fine with that. I've read poetry like that. We all have. Of course. That's perfectly fine.
Your favorite poetry being?
There's a fork in the road. You know the one. And there's probably trees. So that, of course, is completely different. That this other this bullshit is an excuse of your ignorance.
Okay.
They're making up why it's okay. Instead of just admitting, I don't know. My brain isn't made to pick this up, and I don't respect people or myself enough to learn. Mm-hmm. They turn it into like somehow it's music we're talking about.
You turned it into music.
You did?
I don't know when.
Didn't you say Hamda writes lyrics?
Yeah. So anyway, okay. Let her have fun. Who knows?
See, that's, you know what though? The good news about that is my grammar was right. The words were a little off.
Well, I'm going to...
Look how mad Keith... You don't have to be that mad. It's okay.
I'm going to be all right.
I'm going to write Keith a poem about grammar and break all the rules. I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
And the last word you leave out because that's 5 across.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. People don't even know how to spell the word grammar. Then don't say it.
Grandma. That's how I spell it.
That's right.
It's a choice. Mm. Stylistic.
It's so closer than what I'm seeing on these forums. Holy shit. Sometimes I think the forum should shock you. Literally. Just through your mouse.
I love the forums.
I love them, but I mean, oh my God, you might as well fucking spray paint your own computer screen. Here's my thought. Yeah. Why not? What's the difference?
Do that. See how it goes for you. All right, guys. Any other thoughts on the week?
God, if I have another thought, I don't know. Seems a little dangerous on this one. I think I need to calm down.
No, just, you know, there's teachers out there. You try to learn from them. Oh, and you don't make excuses that they're dumb because you didn't pick it up. You know?
Keith didn't have another thought either.
And if you want it, you got it forever. Dun-a-dun-a, don't know the words. Let the music take your mind. Life is a highway. Glad you're going my way. I love Keith and Hamda together. Last week on Keith and the Girl, brought to you by Bianca Brady. keithandthegirl.com.
Did your mom tell you you can sing too?
Yes.
Actually, she can, Keith. You should tell the difference.
Just die. You won't die. Tumor, leg, die.